morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello. I'm Stacy Ann, and it's Election Day. November 3rd, 2020, 8:06 in the morning. It's a beautiful morning, in fact. 47 degrees at the KSLM studios, and today we'll see temperatures reaching up to about 59 degrees, rain expected. And as we move through this week, we can see Wednesday temperatures in the mid-60s with some sunshine, and then rain returning Thursday and Friday. So we're kind of in that fallish, feeling like fall area of our life right now, and still not sure, you know, we're still looking at the next, you know, few months under the governor's mandate of the lockdown. There's a lot of uncertainty in regards to, yes, we're still under the emergency clause, but now there's news coming out of the governor's office in regards to possibilities of schools meeting in person, and depending on how the metrics are met and different things. I think that the next few weeks we'll really have to, depending on where this election goes, you know, a lot of us were calling it a kind of an election infection and hoping that on November 3rd, originally it was supposed to be freedom after November 3rd, but I really believe that there's a shift going on. I believe there's momentum going on, and we're going to see some things in Oregon like we've never seen before. And I know people are praying, they're fasting, they're showing up, they're helping, and there are campaigns locally that still could use your effort, whether it be helping with sign waving, helping with get out the vote phone calling. Certainly the counties are active: Marion County, Polk County, Linn County, Lane County, Tillamook County, Lincoln County. All of those Republican offices are very engaged, very active, in ways that you can still get involved. And when I look at the Statesman Journal this morning and I open it up, one of the headlines here is "What Voters Need to Know on Election Day." Marion, Polk County is peppered with ballot drop-off sites. So ballot drop-off site locations statewide will be open until 8 p.m. There are locations throughout Marion and Polk counties. Two Marion County drive-through sites will also be open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Marion County Courthouse, north side of the courthouse on the 500 block Court Street, Northeast Salem, and then Walmart parking lot, 5250 Commercial Street, Southeast Salem. Voters also can cast a ballot in person at any county elections office: the Marion County Clerk's Office at 555 Court Street Northeast, Suite 2130 here in Salem, and then the Polk County Clerk's Office, 850 Main Street, second floor in Dallas, will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, election results. This is something that I think is really going to be interesting. Where to find election results? Oregon ballot drop-off locations are open till 8 p.m. The Statesman Journal is, of course, putting election results together, and it's really important. The Secretary of State site, there should be some ways to, and we're going to put a link on our Facebook page and also on our website, where we'll be able to give updates, and we're going to go to some of the local victory parties and give some updates on Facebook. So if you're not our friend on Facebook, I encourage you to go on Facebook, KSLM Radio, and like us there. And then on our website, KSLM.news. If you click on that, there's election resources, and we'll have a link up there where you can also for yourself go and start tallying the information. In all counties, voters can visit the Oregon Secretary of State's office website, where you go to OregonVotes.gov. When you click on the My Vote tab to check the status of your ballot, it will state whether the appropriate county elections office has received it. So you can track your vote, and that's very, very important. The Secretary of State website does not confirm whether ballots are accepted, just whether they've been received. If there is an issue with signature confirmation, voters may not know that until they receive a letter from the county with a discrepancy. Curing requires voters to submit a signature that officials can match with the signature on the ballot. So however you signed up your registration, they're going to compare that to the back of the ballot. So please, when you seal your ballot up, if you have not voted yet, make sure you sign the back of it, because that can throw it out as well. Marion, Yamhill, Multnomah counties also use a system called Ballot Tracks, which allows voters to sign up for a free subscription and receive text, email, or a voice message updates as your ballot goes through the process. Ballot Tracks differentiates between received and accepted, meaning voters who have a subscription will know right away if their signature has been confirmed and their ballot has been accepted. So you just go right on to Marion County or Polk County, let's see, Marion County, Yamhill, or Multnomah County, and you can sign up for that. Voters can sign up for that through their county's election website for the 2020 election. So in Marion County, if you're like, I'm just not sure where the closest drop-off site is, here you go. Of course, we talked about the county clerk's office at 555 Court Street. Marion County Health, 3180 Center Street, they have a curbside drop box as well. Marion County Public Works, they're located on the Silverton Road, and you can drop them off from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ross Fresh Market in Hayesville, Portland Road Northeast, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ross Fresh Market on Commercial, Ross Fresh Market on Sunny Slope, and Kaiser City Hall, Almsville City Hall, Jefferson Fire Department, Mill City City Hall, State and Public Library, Sublimity City Hall, Jervis City Hall, Mount Angel Public Library, Silverton, Woodburn Public Library. Then in Polk County, the Polk County Clerk's Office, Frank's General Store in Fall City, Independence City Hall, Ross Fresh Market in Monmouth, Ross Fresh Market in West Salem. So those are the places that I think is really important. Some heads up too, you know, as we've seen, there are people getting ready. There's a fence all around the state capitol right now, kind of preventative. There's folks downtown Salem who are doing things to help their businesses if there's any kind of fallout from the results of the election. And then one of the headlines here, Salem police have SWAT on call for election day. And we talked about in the first hour here, in the 7 o'clock hour, how the governor has put on alert the National Guard. So these are all things that are important for us to be aware of. And I am going to open up the phone lines here. We've got someone on the line, and we're going to have some check-ins throughout the region in regards to what's happening in elections here coming up. Let's check in. I think this is Kathy. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so about the signatures.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question because I broke a bone in my hand, in my right hand. And my signature is a little different. But so I called the election people and I said, are these, since we're a motor voter state, I said, is my signature going to be compared with my driver's license? And she said yes. So if you have a question about, you know, is your signature the same, then
look at your driver's license. There you go. Very interesting. And I love that reminder. And have you already voted then? You're all done?
Oh, yeah. I got my stickers. I went up to the Roth Fresh Market on Commercial.
Fantastic.
And dropped it in there. And then they had a thing of I voted stickers. So.
Oh, good. Well, very good. And so what do you think? Do you have any predictions?
Well, I've been on the internet this morning and I'm seeing some very strange things in Philadelphia in particular. There was a, I believe he was a Jewish guy, and he was going to be a poll watcher, and they wouldn't let him in, although he had the credentials. You have to have certain credentials to get in to watch the polls, and two people did not let him in. They said, no, you're not coming in here. You have no right to be here. And so, to me, that's scary.
Yeah, there's.
And they had video of it.
Wow.
And he was like downtown Philly.
Very interesting. And I think we're going to see some reports. And it's interesting this year, more and more people are used to using their cell phones and are grabbing information and kind of doing their own little reporting, journalistic reporting.
I mean,
Yes.
I made a comment on that video. I said, this looks like evidence to me.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That particular video.
Well, I'm so glad that you're giving us an update and a check-in this morning. I look forward to hearing from you in the next couple days, Kathy, as we work through the results of this election, right?
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you so much. We're checking in with people all over the country and now right here in Oregon. What's going on in campaigning? Who do I have on the line now? Good morning.
Good morning, Stacey Ann. This is Raquel Moore Green,
State
Representative, House District 19. How are you this
morning? Doing fantastic. Thank you for calling in and giving us an update. How's it going?
You know, things are going well. We've been actively out encouraging voters who have yet to turn in their ballot to get that ballot in. And we've had a really wonderful response. So I'm very hopeful for a strong turnout. For House District 19, and I believe for Marion County.
I have had so much fun watching everybody do the sign waving and going by. I'm that crazy one that goes by and honks and waves like five times, you know. I'm like, yeah, let's do this, you know. And isn't that fun to be out and be connected and see people? And I really believe there's momentum. Do you feel that as well?
Yes, I do. And, you know, Stacey, and I think you and I touched on this the last time we talked, that you know, with our continued shutdown and, you know, limited personal interaction, that I think it's even better received, you know, that people are happy to see people out doing things that we do for campaign. And one of those is definitely sign waving, you know. So we've joined up with the Bowles campaign and the Bethel campaign last night, and we were over in South Salem. So it was a terrific evening.
Great excitement, great momentum. And certainly, how are you going to look for the results tonight? Are you doing something with a group of folks? Are you doing a family thing, or what's your plan?
Family.
Excellent.
You know, it's difficult. You know, if I had my magic wand and I could wave it, you know, I would have, you know, everybody who has touched my campaign at an event to tell them how grateful I am for their support.
Yes.
You know, all of it, whether they said a prayer, whether they donated or put a sign up, or just a word of encouragement. I just can't thank everybody enough. And I wish I could be able to do that publicly today, but I won't. I do plan on having an event next spring.
Good.
Because I'm very hopeful that we will be beyond
all of
this
yes.
shutdown. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to say thank you for stepping up and answering the call, giving your time, treasure, and talent to make Oregon better. And we're believing with you. Thank you for joining the conversation this morning, and we're keeping you in our prayers.
Thank you, Stacey.
Look forward to it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, touching base with our candidates and our elected officials who are hoping to get reelected. Thank you for being a part of the morning show. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann, and we're hanging together on this election day, 8:22 in the morning. And if you haven't gotten your ballot in, I'm encouraging you to get her done. You have until 8 o'clock tonight, but why wait until the last moment? Get it in. And those of you that put your ballot in and you're wondering, I'm wondering if it's accepted or not, if you're in the Marion County or Multnomah County or Yamhill County, you can actually go to your county website, and the Secretary of State also they basically have an overview that you've gotten your ballot in. But at your county level, like here in Marion County, we registered and we could actually track back our vote as it was being processed and to the point where the signature was accepted. So I encourage you, that's another layer of verifying that your ballot is getting in and getting processed. Now, I want to encourage you, and I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland this morning for being a morning show sponsor. He's with Country Financial Sunderland Agency, and he can help you with your insurance needs and also your financial planning. Give Bill a call, 503-885-0789, sunderlandagency.com. Currently, our temperature here at the KSLM studio, 47 degrees, going to get up to about 59. Rain expected later on, and so you want to keep that in mind. And it's looking like we're having a great turnout, voter turnout so far, all of the early voting in so far as of yesterday. Pulling up the unofficial ballot return comparison for November 3rd election as of yesterday off of the OregonVotes.gov site, it said the percent of ballots returned already was 66.8% here in Oregon overall. And of course, been listening to Levin and also been listening to Sean Hannity and all of the pundits talking about what to look for. We also had last hour our friend Dina, who kind of told us what to look for as well. And I'm excited because here in the Pacific, in this time zone, I've not lived since I was 18, and that very first time I could vote in 1988. I've not lived in this area, and it's always been, you know, the elections start on the East Coast and kind of move across the country. And so I'm excited to watch what's going to happen in Florida. These are the states to really look for: Florida, Iowa, Ohio, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina. Of course, we know Pennsylvania because that's been in the works, but they're going to have that 3 days to count ballots, certainly. And a great reminder, I love this. Sean Hannity kept saying this and just driving it home. If you think your vote doesn't make a difference, it does make a difference, because in 2016, it was 78,000 votes, that's it, that decided for Trump. And out of Michigan, it was 10,700 votes, Wisconsin, 22,000 votes, and in Pennsylvania, 44,000 votes. So altogether, 78,000 votes really made a difference. And my hope and my prayer, and I guess if I could have a prediction, I'm not very good at that kind of stuff, but I get a sense that that Trump will win both the popular vote and the electoral vote. And here's something interesting off of the website of the Oregon Secretary of State on the Electoral College. Now, a couple weeks ago, I played a little clip about the Electoral College, and I talked about how this works, because it's not something that's talked about as much unless you're kind of into the political circles. But basically, based on the popular vote, then the Electoral College is what they counted. And the number, the magic number, is 270. So I'm going to go through this a little bit. Electoral College information for the state of Oregon. The Electoral College is the body of electors who meet after a presidential election to select the next president and vice president of the United States. All the Electoral College members elected throughout the country will meet in their respective states on December 14th, 2020 to cast their votes, the first Monday after the second Wednesday. Under the provisions of the United States Constitution, voters who participate in the presidential election choose the members of the Electoral College. A voter who casts a vote for a presidential candidate is not voting directly for that candidate, but is instead casting a vote for a slate of electors who pledge their support for that candidate. Some states require electors to cast their votes according to popular vote. In Oregon, a candidate for elector must sign a pledge form that, if elected, the candidate will vote in the Electoral College for the candidates of the party. Pursuant of ORS 248-355, each political party nominating candidates for president and vice president selects a number of candidates equal to the number of the U.S. representatives and U.S. senators, which in Oregon is 7, 2 U.S. senators and 5 representatives. The party certifies the name of the selected candidates for elector to the Secretary of State not later than the 70th day before the election of electors. Each major and minor political party follows the party rules for selecting the electors. The Secretary of State does not have jurisdiction to enforce those party rules. To be elected to the presidency, a candidate must receive a majority of the Electoral College votes cast. That's at least 270 votes. A separate vote is taken to elect the vice president. If no presidential candidate receives a majority of the Electoral College votes cast, the U.S. House of Representatives chooses the president from the candidate who came in first, second, and third in the Electoral College vote. The selection is made by a vote of the state delegations in the House, and each delegation allotted one vote. So our votes make a difference. Elections, I've said this over and over again, certainly have consequences, and it's important that we vote, and it's important that we make sure that our family and our friends get to the ballot box. If you know anybody that maybe they're isolating right now, or maybe they've been sick, maybe they've been in the hospital, you know, check with them and make sure that they've had an opportunity to vote. And certainly a lot of the county offices of the parties will have an opportunity or know the process to connect with someone who wants to vote and have their right to vote. And maybe they've had some bumps in the road today, or even over the weekend they had a medical issue or whatever. All of those things are important, we sometimes overlook. So be checking in with your family. Certainly make sure that everybody has an opportunity to vote. And we want to hear from you. If you'd like to join the conversation, and I know we're touching base with candidates, we got a few more calling in here in the next half an hour, but if you have a couple things that you want to share, something you've witnessed, and certainly keep your eyes and ears open if you're seeing things, or maybe you have a prediction on what's going to happen tonight, I'd love for you to join the conversation. 503-589-1220 is the call-in line. Give us a call, and we'll put you on the air as well, and I'll ask you a few questions. I know for me, I'm excited to be here in Oregon, because I believe we're going to see some things that haven't happened here in Oregon in a while. I believe there's momentum, and I believe people are showing up. That silent majority is getting bold, brave, and we're being courageous. And we're going to shake everybody up, I think, coming out of Oregon. That's my prediction anyway. What's your prediction? Join the conversation. 503-589-1220. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, enjoying a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday morning. And we're doing a round, not only around the United States check-in, but we've also are checking in with our candidates running for office. And I believe on the line I have Amy Ryan Courser. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning, Stacey Ann.
Thank you for joining the conversation this morning. We've had people checking in, giving us updates on what's going on, what they're doing right now. How are you feeling, first and foremost?
I am excited. I always love hanging out with you. You know that. Thanks for having me. You know, I'm excited. The energy in our campaign is electric. It's inspiring. People are supportive, and I'm really anticipating just a great night all across the board. There's so many great candidates who work so hard, and so we are just excited to support everyone, really.
So what do you get to do today? Basically, the work is done, right? You're just, like, waiting for results, more or less, right?
Yeah, you're kind of at that middle ground where you've done everything you can really do on a campaign level. You know, you've invested your media mix. But then at the same time, what's really important as we watch those numbers come in, and you mentioned them this morning, is just getting out the vote. Does anybody need a ballot dropped off? Does anybody need a ride? Does anybody, you know, calling people in my area and just reminding them, hey, we haven't received it. Want to just have a reminder that it has to be dropped off. And so I'm really just doing those kinds of things, and of course, actually just preparing for tonight and deep breathing, and we feel really good about our campaign, and we're celebrating the success of a wonderful campaign and having the privilege to be a nominee.
I've had an opportunity to come alongside some of your outreaches that you've done, and I've just been so impressed with the response and the volunteers that have showed up, helping get out the vote, willing to put signs up, willing to do their part. And I know that there have been some, I've been watching the Florida Dude Guy poll, and I don't know much about him, but I'm pretty impressed with him. I know nationally he does 5,000 calls, and I know in the state he's very interested in what's happening here in Oregon, and he has had both you and Joe Ray Perkins neck and neck with the incumbents who've been in there forever. And we hear these things like, let's certainly drain the swamp. Let's get some new people in there with some great ideas, people that really represent Oregon. When you see these polls, talk to me a little bit of how you feel about that.
Sure. Well, I have never been a big fan of polling just because I don't think people are always really honest, especially in our current political climate. And so I definitely have not paid for polling. It's very expensive to have a campaign pay for polling. A lot of campaigns can afford it, for sure. Mine was ran very conservatively, as everyone knows. So we did not pay for polling. But when people like the Florida dude, I think it's 297, comes out, it's someone I don't know. He's in Florida, but he doesn't just do Oregon. He does every congressional race, and he's doing the presidential races in every state. He's a certified company. I have done the background just before I even reposted to make sure he had some credibility, although, again, I didn't pay for it, and I don't know the source. So, but I'll tell you, if nothing else, and I share this often, if nothing else, it's so inspiring, and people love seeing the positive, and they get it gives them something to get excited about. So we've reposted his polling. He's, you know, he's had us up and down a little bit, and the last two polls he's had us up quite a bit, 3 to 4% points over my opponent, which is just super exciting to see that's potential for Oregon.
And the momentum that you have right now is incredible. I know that you've got to be one of the candidates, along with Joe Rick Perkins and some of these others, that have a lot of individual donations of $25, $50, $100. A lot of people engaged in the activity of your campaign. A lot of grassroots Oregonian type involvement compared to the incumbent who gets all the big PAC money. And and it's been shocking to me, in a sense. I've never been involved in a campaign where it's like the other side is just not present. you know, there's such a confidence and an attitude of like they don't even need to connect with the Oregon voters. They've got this. Right. And I think you've proved that wrong. You are doing such a great job connecting with Oregonians, saying, hey, hire me. I'm going to represent you. You've done a great job with that.
Right. Well, Congress is at a very low, approval rating. There's a lot of things that provide momentum for a campaign like mine. We're a true grassroots campaign. We've set out that way, but really with a pandemic, we've been forced to adapt. And so that has not hurt us. I think one of the biggest things in my campaign, and I'll be sharing with everyone, I'll do a live Facebook tonight. And one of the number one gifts for me is that all of my donations, like you said, they are truly I get $2, $3, $10, $100, you know, off, and I don't have the big PAC money. And as my opponent, who's very entrenched, and so he'll get, you know, thousands of dollars from one source, whereas mine is made up, I think, if I have to do the numbers final, but I'm pretty sure we're over 8,000 individual donors, and all at the really small amounts to total, I think we're around 190,000.
Incredible.
I'm very proud of that money and proud of that support, what that represents to me and the people who are supporting our campaign. And those are voters. You know, a lot of those are people that are excited to see Oregon change. I will tell you that I have said from the beginning, and people didn't believe me, but I have always said this race is about the size of your heart and the compassion that we need as the constituents and the people. It's never been about the size of the wallet. Never. So, and I'd love to see that be a really great Cinderella story for other people who are intimidated by the process, who are afraid of, you know, we don't have millions of dollars to run, so I'm not going to do it. I'd like to be an example and a mentor to people so that we can get great leadership in the future.
Great point. And I want to say to you, thank you, Amy Ryan Courser, for dedicating and saying yes to dedicating your time, treasure, and talent to step up and be willing to go against an entrenched incumbent who could be intimidating. And you're doing the right thing for Oregon. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing the good news and celebrating victory with you. Thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the conversation this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be a candidate. I really appreciate your time, Stacey.
Yep. So go out and vote, and certainly today, get your votes in, friends. It's important that we do our part, do our due diligence. I know that it's difficult sometimes for us to visualize past Election Day because there's so much that hinges. And I know they were even talking on the news this morning about what to do, you know, with the anxious thoughts that you have, you know, and how to beat that anxiety. But some of that anxiety is part of it, you know, part of that push to realize that we can make a difference. We are making a difference. On the phone line with me now is our friend Art. Good morning to you, Art. Thank you for joining the conversation.
Good morning, Stacey, and happy Election Day.
We've made it this far, right?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited this day has finally come. Let me first say that I can't wait to go to Washington, D.C. and meet with Amy as my new representative, who actually will listen to me.
Mm.
And I don't know about you, Stacey, but I get a thrill, and I've been to Washington, oh, God, I don't even know how many times, to lobby for issues and those kind of things. And I just got this great feeling that come next year, I'm going to be going and meeting with Amy. And what a woman of integrity, principle. Her and Joe Ray have really run good campaigns. And I was around in 2010, which you and Jeff talked about this morning. And it's more intense this time. There are so many issues that we need to take charge of and, you know, protect our constitutional rights, protect unborn babies' rights, not allow our government here in the state of Oregon to, you know, just support lousy things, Stacey, like sanctuary cities and, you know, the trafficking of our young children, which, you know, is a huge problem. Drugs are just got a horrible problem here in the state of Oregon, and none of our legislators have really addressed those issues. And I know Joe Ray and Amy are going to take on those issues and actually, you know, make the appropriate changes to hold, you know, government accountable and people who break the law accountable for their doggone actions.
It's time to have some law and order again and to have an atmosphere that supports the entrepreneur and the businesses and those that you know, the average Oregonians who get up and work every day and work hard for their families and their communities. And we certainly saw a little bit of that going through our wildfires, you know, how everybody just showed up, right, and helped one another. And I think we're in that momentum phase. I think our pundits nationally are going to go, whoa, what happened in Oregon, right? And of course, certainly we've been in the headlines with what's going on in Portland. And I appreciate your input, Art. I look forward to hearing your input in the next few days as we kind of sort through all of this.
Now, Stacey, where are you and my brother from another mother going to watch the returns tonight? Are you going somewhere special?
We have
like
a couple.
Down to the honky tonk.
We're going to be going down to probably the honky tonk for a little bit, and we've got a couple invites to some candidates get-togethers, and so I'll be doing some Facebook posts, and I'll be talking about it tomorrow. Thank you, Art. Have a wonderful day.
Let's put God back into our state and our country.
Let's do it. It's our time. We're going to show up and get our votes in and then wait and pray, right?
That's right. Great day, Stacey.
Have a great day, Art.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Opening up the phone lines. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? What are your predictions for this election day? I think we've got an awesome sea of red happening. That's what I see. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Stepping on my way. Good morning. My strength to give me just what I need.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's 8:50 in the morning. We're having a wonderful conversation this morning, touching base with people, starting in the 7 o'clock hour, where we're kind of getting an idea of where people are at all over the nation, and certainly now here at home in Oregon as we continue to move forward, wondering what's going to happen in this election, what your predictions are. And I thought this was pretty cool, and I want to share this with you. That a lot of people are going to be on Facebook. They're going to be on their blogs, updating information on what's going on. And I think I hear a lot of people that are like, I'm just not going to listen to the mainstream media. I just don't want to listen to their take on the election, their projections. And if you remember in 2016, it was really interesting. This is something I remember, is it was almost like the hysteria that happened when the realization was, wait a minute, Hillary is not winning. Trump is winning. What happened there? And you could watch the mainstream media. So for that point, that might be kind of interesting. But with all of the challenges and the different districts in the different states, I know people, what we keep hearing from our friends like Sean Hannity and Mark Levin, these are the states we want to watch for. Florida, Iowa, Ohio, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. And then Sean Hannity has been sharing that it was 78,000 votes, that's it, that made the difference for Trump last time. And it's so important. Each and every vote makes a difference. And I think particularly here in Oregon, we've got some interesting races. And if you don't have your vote in, you need to get it in. I encourage you to check in on your family, even if they live in other states. I made sure that, and I talked to my family to make sure that they were voting and they got their votes in. And some of them have had illnesses and things happen that they want to make sure that they could vote where they were at. And that's so extremely important. Speaking of family, I want to give a special shout out to my son-in-law, Nathan. He's married to my daughter, Shelby, and they have three beautiful little girls, Chloe and Collins and Colby. It is Nathan's 29th birthday today. So happy birthday to you, Nathan. Thank you for being such an amazing husband to my daughter and a great daddy to your three little girls. And now you have a dog too. And so happy birthday to Nathan. I didn't want to forget that. As we look and shift over to voting here in Oregon, this is a wonderful kind of a wrap up as of, right, I think Friday. Nothing in from yesterday, but this is something really important. Here in Marion County so far, 56% of the registered voters have voted. So what that says to me is that we have a whole bunch of people still that are waiting for Election Day. And I'd love to hear, let us know on Facebook, you know, how was your experience dropping off the ballot? How was it? You know, what are things going on? Certainly keep us informed. We'd like to know those things. Polk County, so far, they're doing better than Marion County. Almost 60% of the registered voters as of Friday had gotten their votes in. In Oregon overall, I think we're at 66% of registered voters have gotten their votes in. And so we're expecting a high turnout. I think it's important that we get our votes in, and certainly on our website at kslm.news. We have a banner there that has election resources. So if you're still trying to decide, oh my goodness, I don't even know who to vote for. I'm just conflicted. I don't know. There's some resources there. Couple of good resources on going through your ballot and who to, you know, some suggestions is the Oregon Right to Life has put kind of their voter guide out. And we've got a link there at our website, kslm.news, under the election resources banner. You can find Oregon Right to Life and you can find their information election. Another really good voter guide that I've used as a resource when I was making my choices, Bill Post, Representative Bill Post, he has a web voter guide based on his insight at billpost.com. So there's another resource for you as well. And it's going to be interesting. I really think it's going to be interesting over the next few days. I don't know. I have this feeling that we're going to be extremely shocked about what happens here in Oregon. And we know that there's a lot right around the corner. There's some huge things that we've got to face. We have, because of the pandemic, we have businesses that have been in economic challenges that they haven't seen in many years. And even if they had planned for this, somehow they have, they've had their savings wiped out because they have been living off of that because the income isn't as high. Even our restaurants and bars, when they have to close down at 10 every night, you know, when you think about their projections and the commitments they have made in securing their businesses and the leases that they have rented these facilities out is huge. It's a challenge. You know, you think about all of the Oregonians that have been unemployed and how many weeks and months they had to wait to get their unemployment. These are issues that are facing real life, up close Oregonians who are, when they look at their ballot, they're like, do I want more of the same? Or am I going to do something a little different? How about law and order? When we think about law and order in Oregon, do we want more of the chaos that's been going on in Portland? Do we want more of the confusion in regards to Oregon Health Authority and the mixed messages that they keep sending to us in regards to the face masks and in our health, in our schools? I think it's time that we as Oregonians and Americans all across this nation stand up for what we know our founding fathers established, that we would elect those that would represent us. It's time. It's time for real hope and change. And I feel the momentum, and I know you do too, friends, and we're so excited to be a part of that here at our radio station. All of us are committed to being here in the trenches, continuing to fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, continuing to share our conservative values. But as we talked even last week with our friend James, we talked about how the fact that we're standing up for our founding fathers and our values that were established through the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, really, by doing so, it's quite liberal. Believe it or not. And that's another, I encourage you to go and check out that podcast. It might tip some things inside out on you. It was an incredible discussion. We'll have more of those in the future. And for that matter, any of our podcasts, I encourage you to go back and share them, especially some of the ones on our candidates. We've had some great podcasts on our candidates. So might share them on your Facebook. Put the link up there. And it might help someone decide who to vote for even today. And those are ways that you can get engaged. You can get involved. And here's what we know. No matter what happens tonight, and as we look towards tomorrow, we can rest assured that God is the same yesterday, today, and he'll be the same tomorrow. And so we need to find ourselves hidden in him, knowing that we are his created, and everything is going to be okay. It really is. We just got to do our part and make sure that we vote. And then how we respond, we're going to be responsible with what we do with that. And I'm excited. The momentum is there to be a part to celebrate, because I think there's going to be great, great victory. And my hope and my prayer, and certainly my prediction, is that our President Trump will win the popular vote, yes, and the Electoral College. I said it, and I believe it. Now we'll just wait and see it all come about, right? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. I've enjoyed my time with you. Thank you to those that checked in, the candidates who, in their busy day, took the time to say hello to us. Thank you for tuning in, my friends. You have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, Josh will be in the studio as we kind of walk through some of the results of the election. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, yes, you and I are overcomers. Have a great day.